Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review, September 27, 2021 through October 1st, 2021, the 2021 IRS Dirty Dozen List. Each year, the Internal Revenue Service releases its list of tax scams in an effort to warn tax preparers, the public, and the accounting community of fraudulent schemes and their persistence. In the summer of 2021, the IRS released their Dirty Dozen list to warn of predators using tax-related schemes aimed to target seniors and immigrants. The top five Dirty Dozen scams were identified as fake charities, immigrant senior fraud, offer and compromise mills, unscrupulous tax preparers and ghost preparers, and unemployment insurance fraud. Source: Internal Revenue Service 2021. Tuesday, September 28, 2021. Texas man sentenced for $20 million COVID-19 fraud scheme. On Wednesday, July 28, 2021, Denise Saw, 55, of Coppell, Texas, was sentenced to more than 11 years in federal prison. Saw pleaded guilty to charges of wire fraud and money laundering in support of his fraudulent $24.8 million scheme for forgivable Paycheck Protection Program loans. Saw submitted 15 fraudulent applications filed under the names of various purported businesses that he owned or controlled to eight different lenders seeking approximately $24.8 million in PPP loans. Source: Department of Justice, 2021. Wednesday, September 29, 2021. Federal court permanently enjoins tax return preparers in Louisiana. The U.S. District for the Eastern District of Louisiana on September 15, 2021, permanently enjoined two New Orleans tax return preparers for preparing tax returns for clients or owning, operating, or franchising any tax return preparation business. The court entered judgment against Maria Alexander by default, whereas Leroy Jackson consented to the entry of the injunction against him. The civil complaint against Alexander and Jackson alleged that they prepared tax returns claiming fabricated business income and expenses, as well as claiming various false tax deductions and credits, including charitable contributions and education credits. Tax preparer fraud is one of the IRS's 2021 Dirty Dozen scams. Thursday, September 30th, 2021. Return preparer pleads guilty to conspiracy to defraud the United States. On September 15th, 2021, Michael Delivrance, owner and operator of Tax USA, pled guilty in the South District of Florida to conspiring with Scott Forbes and others at Tax USA to falsely report income, expenses, and itemized deductions on client tax returns. Delivrance benefited from the scheme by charging clients substantial fees to prepare the returns. In total, through his conduct, Delivrance caused a tax loss to the IRS of between $250,000 and $550,000. Delivrance faces a maximum sentence of 5 years in prison, as well as supervised release, restitution, and other monetary penalties. Source: Department of Justice, 2021. Friday, October 1st, 2021. Former corporate executive sentenced for $30 million embezzlement scheme. An Alden Shoe Company former executive was convicted and sentenced to federal prison for his role in a multi-million dollar embezzlement scheme. Former Chief Financial Officer Richard Hajar of Alden Shoe Company pled guilty on May 5, 2021 to one count of wire fraud, unlawful monetary transactions, and filing a false tax return. Hajar was sentenced to 70 months in federal prison and 3 years of supervised release and was ordered to pay restitution of $33,962,880 and forfeiture of $27,300,522. Source: Department of Justice, 2021. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Please visit the ABFA's website at abfa.us for more information regarding current news in forensic accounting and other offerings.